opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. You know, we are kicking off our candidate programs today. Candidates seeking the nomination of their affiliated parties. That's what goes on for the primary season. And today, Sheriff Darrell Wheeler and challenger Steve Bradshaw want to be the Republican nominees to go forward into the fall election. Only one can win, and you guys get to decide. So we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to take that first break right now.
Lake RV for all your service, repairs, and RV parts. Get ready for the camping season. Have your RV de-winterized and get a system check done. We work on RVs, travel, horse, and utility trailers. Work includes appliances, plumbing, electrical, wire harnesses, brakes, bearing packs, trailer hitches, roof repairs, and more. Swing by Lake RV at 1200 Fontaine Drive in Ponderay, off Highway 95 just behind the co-op, or online, lakervinc.com, for all things RVs and trailers since 1993.
Earth Day bonuses are back at Pacific Steel and Recycling in Ponderay, Monday, April 22nd through Friday, April 26th. Pacific will be celebrating Earth Day all week by paying bonuses on your aluminum, copper, brass, and aluminum cans. We will also be giving away a steel MS-271 chainsaw and a 55-inch Samsung Smart TV. So celebrate Earth Day by cleaning up and turning your metal trash into cash. Pacific Steel and Recycling, located at 1000 Triangle Drive in Ponderay.
This March, we're celebrating our 29th anniversary at the Kootenai Casino. We're having a blowout anniversary celebration, and you are invited. With March deals on rooms, dining, and the spa, along with huge cash and bonus play prizes all month long, stay at the Kootenai Falls Lodge midweek, starting at just $69, or upgrade to a Riverview room for $89. And in the Springs restaurant, our chef is offering these mouth-watering March specials. For breakfast, stuffed biscuits and gravy, or stuffed French toast for only $10. For lunch, try a trip through our salad bar, a cup of soup, and half sandwich for just $8. For dinner, we have an OG London broil or chimichurri hanger steak for only $16. At the Kootenai Spa, save on the 30-minute massage and peppermint body scrub with a Tranquility tub soap for only $110. Come on in for the win! Book your getaway today. Just call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY. Or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Spring is here. It's time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Start by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, to get that cracked or broken windshield replaced. They're familiar with most insurance companies, so they'll be able to handle the paperwork quickly and efficiently. Their technicians are certified, and they abide by the Auto Glass Safety Council standards. From rock chip repairs to complete windshield replacement, Specialty Auto Glass is the place to go. Visit them just off Highway 95 in Ponderay. Specialty Auto Glass.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody, join with me and say hello to our candidates, Sheriff Darrell Wheeler and challenger Steve Bradshaw. Welcome to both of you gentlemen.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you. You know, these candidates are seeking the nomination for Bonner County Sheriff on your ballot this coming May, primary May 21st. You get to choose one. We're going to begin with their introductions. And Steve, I'm going to start with you. Steve Bradshaw, introduce yourself, please.
Okay, I'm Steve Bradshaw, currently District 1 County Commissioner, second term. And I am seeking to run against Mr. Darrell Wheeler for Sheriff. And I think it's time for a change.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much. And Sheriff Wheeler, thank you for being here. Introduce yourself, please.
Sure, Barbara. On May 21st, I'll be seeking a fifth term as your sheriff. I was first elected in 2008, and I've successfully changed the culture within the sheriff's office. creating building blocks, which in turn have transformed our office into a premier law enforcement agency that employs staff and serving Bonner County who are dedicated, courageous, and trustworthy. In 2009, I brought crisis intervention training to the five northern counties and have served on the Behavioral Health Board since its creation in 2014. And in 2012, on the state level, I used my law enforcement training experience to serve as the president of the Idaho Sheriff's Association, and then in 2013 as the chairman of the legislative committee, led the passage of significant legislation to help protect the citizens of the state of Idaho. And around the nation, I'm known for interposing on behalf of Bonner County citizens. During the attempted COVID lockdown, I asked Governor Little to reconvene the Idaho legislature to make public policy for the state. And when the governor ignored my request, I refused to enforce the unconstitutional lockdowns and the mandatory vaccinations, business shutdowns, and the church closures in Bonner County. My number one goal is to continue to keep Bonner County a safe place to live, work, and play. And my number two goal is to preserve the land on the Sheriff's Complex for the future Justice Center for Bonner County taxpayers.
All right. Thank you very much for that. We're going to keep it with you, Sheriff Wheeling. Just move that microphone just a little bit closer, kind of in front of you. There you go. Thank you for that. As you mentioned in your introduction, your number one goal is to keep Bonner County citizens safe, a safe place to live, work, and play. Give me one top priority. How specifically you achieve keeping this a safe place for us?
Significantly responding to calls for service, having and hiring dedicated employees. I am so proud of every employee at the Sheriff's Office, from those men and women working in detention to those that are working in patrol to the front staff to 911 dispatchers. I mean, we are so fortunate in Bonner County to be able to have those employees serving, and they are dedicated and they stay here even though it's difficult to earn a living and pay for housing. Somehow they have made that decision to stay here and keep this community safe.
Top priority, good employees, deputies,
yes.
And other employees.
And, yes.
Steve, same question to you. What's your top priority? I think that you've told us it's fiscal responsibility. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct. And I agree with Sheriff Wheeler. I think we've got some of the best law enforcement working in Bonner County. I'd like to see them get compensated better. We've done as much as we can as commissioners with the tax base that we have, but I see places in the organization and his budget where we could improve on that. And
specifically in the budget would you move money?
Well, right now you got $1.6 million in salaries for unfilled positions, and you could certainly supplement some of that towards employees, but you still have the open positions that you're going to have to fill. Some of those positions have been open for 3 years, and I believe that we can address that. And as you increase that salary, you make it a little more attractive for those that would like to move here and work in law enforcement.
Okay, Sheriff, to you, that comment, $1.6 million, but it is already allocated to salaries, so
sure.
I don't know how we're going to save.
One of the biggest problems that law enforcement throughout the county or the whole country is experiencing is trying to encourage and recruit qualified candidates. And for us, we have a huge problem because the cost of living and the pay scale that the commissioners have voted to approve to pay is just not making it. For instance, I just got a resignation again from a deputy just yesterday who is leaving our office. He's been working for us for 4 years. We have made the $100,000 investment into his career to train him here in Bonner County. and he is getting a $10 an hour raise by moving 45 minutes south to us. And so that's what kind of struggles we are dealing with and all of the law enforcement agencies in the county. And we need support and a commitment from those commissioners that are approving our budget to be able to offer competitive salaries and allow people to come here and live.
All right. Thank you for that. Yeah, it seems like that is actually an agreement to pay our deputies more if the money's already allocated to salaries and we're not saving by hiring. But anyway, a good point. Steve, I'm going to take it back to you for a first opinion. You have said that the sheriff's position does not require law enforcement experience. How do you what do you base that opinion on?
The sheriff's job basically is a management administration position. Daryl has graciously dedicated his life to law enforcement and has put in many, many years, and I applaud him on that. And but I see where a good undersheriff with a good sheriff can turn that around.
Turn what around?
The whole sheriff's organization. If you look at his organizational chart, it represents a funnel standing on the short point. And I moved here in 88, and on any given shift with a population of 21,000, you had 2 to 4 deputies on patrol. Here we are in 2024, we're at a population of 54,000 plus, and on any given shift, we have 3 to 4 deputies on patrol.
Okay. All right. Two things then to you, Dara. I'd like you to first.
Can I address those figures?
Yes. Please. Yes. That's what I want. But address that it's, I heard that it's too top heavy.
Yeah. It's actually, that's a fallacy, because I'll tell you that in 2009, when I took office, we had 50, in the sheriff's part of the budget, we had 57 positions that were funded. Right now, in 2024, 15 years later, we have 59 positions in that same category, and we have 7 vacancies. So that's a total misrepresentation of the fact.
What's the percent? So 59, let's say, is everyone. It's secretaries, deputies.
No, that we have
just the deputies.
Yeah, that is just the deputies. Those are a part of the sheriff's budget. We have 138 employees throughout that are budgeted, authorized throughout the sheriff's office. When you look at Marine Division, when you look at detention and driver's license and detectives. And
so you're asserting it's not top heavy. If we could get into the weeds and get into the numbers, it would not be top heavy in your way you assess it. All right. I want you to respond then to another thing, and I'll come back to you, Steve. I started off with the importance of law enforcement experience, which I think Steve admits he does not have, but he's looking at it as a management position.
Yes.
How do you respond to that?
Well, it's absolutely not just a management position. When you're constitutionally required to oversee the county and be accountable to the people, you're the highest law enforcement authority in the county. And if you don't have the experience and the training to understand the U.S. and the state constitution, know how to defend the rights of the people within the county, and know how to do that legally. I have 38 years of law enforcement experience. I have every certification that you can do. I've gone from a patrolman to a detective to a sergeant to a patrol commander to sheriff, and I have built my resume. And it would be very short-sighted to actually vote in somebody who has no law enforcement experience to think about the vicarious liability that rests on your shoulders, to have no concept of what general law enforcement principles are.
Steve, I want to bring it back to you, because this is just, I'd like you to comment. I'm not sure I even think what I'm going to say, but I want you to tell me what you think. It seems to me that a person without law enforcement experience is not only going to have trouble in supervising and understanding who what your deputies are being challenged with, what they're experiencing, what's going on, but to gain their respect in law enforcement. I mean, do you not see that as some kind of a hurdle, at least?
It would be a hurdle for some people. I grew up in a law enforcement environment, have family that's in law enforcement, so I do understand what they carry with them. A lot of what you see as law enforcement and first responders, you can't unsee once you see it. And so there's a lot of burden that they carry with them that they try to keep in a closet. And that's just part of the job they have to deal with. It's a tough job. And I understand that. I understand people. I understand how to work with people. While it is management position, law enforcement experience is a plus. But law enforcement is pretty simple. It's about what's right. It's about what's wrong. And what does the law say? And then common sense and how to treat people.
I'm going to take it back to Sheriff. Are we finished with that topic of law enforcement experience? Any other closing comments?
I'd like to say the point that's bringing up is I have relatives that are surgeons and that I've grown up and known what they've done. And so I'm going to just take over in their office and start practicing as a surgeon. Without the experience
or managing the hospital,
managing that, it's impossible for you even to know what you're doing. Okay. And law enforcement has become more and more complicated throughout the years. And it was simple when I was in another state south of here. You were lawfully able to shoot a fleeing felon, and you cannot do that. And laws have changed and evolved so much, and you have to keep up with what the laws are of the state and how you're okay. treating. I mean, there's just it's impossible to do that.
Another stated priority that you have, I think, stated is to preserve the land on the sheriff's complex for a future justice center for Bonner County taxpayers. Why is this so important to you?
Well, it's important to me that there's been some kind of movement over the last few years just to chip away and take that land. That land was originally purchased in about 1990 to develop a justice center. The population has increased here, and we are statutorily required to have the jail and the court system there in the city limits. And there is just not any more land available that can be purchased at a reasonable price. So we have 20 acres on the property that we can expand to. And it just seems so short-sighted to think about, like the last commissioners did, to give 4 acres away to a skating rink when we need that for future expansion, and even 2 acres for an RV park where we need to be able to utilize that and save taxpayers money. So whenever in the future it's decided to build that, it's available. If we have to go and purchase land, it's going to be so expensive, okay. It's going to be prohibitive. We own the property now.
All right. Thank you for that. Steve, the same question. My understanding is that you're in favor of some of these different uses for this land that the sheriff has just mentioned. What is your position on preserving that land for a future justice center for Bonner County at some point?
There's enough land to do just that. There are those that would promote that, well, you can't go over 2 stories because of the way the land is there. I've been in major construction most of my life, up to 65 floors, 70 floors, and it's all about foundation. Regardless of what you're building on, you can put a foundation.
So what's
there.
Your problem with the land? Was it
than,
swampy? Or
more
what?
Than enough square footage. It's just most of Sandpoint is sitting on sawdust.
Okay.
Because it was all
okay.
logging industry back in the day.
So you're not opposed to a centralized justice system?
Absolutely not.
I think
it'd be one of the greatest things if we could get the funding to let that current courthouse continue to sink out of sight and build a new one.
Do you want to comment again?
Sure. Well, all of these statements are just based on just opinion. I tell you what, I've had a couple of community meetings and presentations, and you have to have engineering studies. You have to have soil compaction studies. There are so many studies that have to be made before you can just go out and just make a wild statement that there's plenty of property there and plenty of land. We haven't even done the basic preliminary questions.
Okay.
I've advocated you've got to talk to the judges. You've got to talk to the city administrators, the mayors. What are going to be your needs in the future? We filled the jail 4 years after it was built and when it opened up in 98. So there's a lot of planning that has to be done.
All right. Maybe for the benefit of my listeners, I will remind you that I talked to the sheriff's candidates in Boundary County, and the two that were on with me emphasize the critical need to build now for the future. They're like downtown. They've got some limits. They don't want to build up. And they were saying the very same thing, whether we can afford it now or not, but we've got to make sure that we have the place to do this because we will need it. And really, they thought they needed it now up there anyway. That's just a side note for our Boundary County listeners, because your sheriff's candidates are going through the same discussion. All right, Steve, I want to go back to budgets with you. Over the last 10 years, the sheriff's law enforcement budget has doubled. I think you said that in some kind of an article. So which part of the budget, again, which part of the budget increases concern you that you would bring them down? I mean, if it's increased too much, doubled in the last 10 years, where do you want to reduce the sheriff's budget? I guess is my question.
Well, right now there's a big battle over IT control, and they want to separate it into two different ITs, which doubles the risk. It reduces what you can actually spend on your firewall. Instead of having one really, really good firewall, you end up with two pretty good firewalls. So that doubles the risk. It doubles the licensing cost. It doubles a lot of cost. He had $600,000 roll over in his budget for stuff that was never ordered. Yeah, there's a lot of things that in the budget I can show you where we can fix things, make things better. And everything we save in the budget, in the sheriff's budget, we can push towards our deputies and the people actually putting the foot but boots on the ground and risking their life and protecting the people and protect them better, serve them better, and retain the deputies. Because ever since I moved here in 88, it's been a conundrum of we train them and then somebody else gets them.
Right.
And the sheriff will agree on that.
All right.
And the recent inflation over the last 4 years, it's easy to attract somebody here till they find out what it costs to live here. And then that's the big roadblock. And so we've got to get them to where they can actually do that and be sustainable.
All right. I'm going to break it right here. We're going to take that same question to Sheriff Darrell Wheeler right after these messages.
Elevate your festival at Sandpoint experience this summer. Become a sponsor today. With sponsorship starting at just $2,000, you'll receive exclusive sponsor tickets to every performance at the Festival at Sandpoint 2024 Summer Series. That's not all. Your Festival at Sandpoint sponsorship ensures early admission through the sponsor gate and reserved seating access. Act now. Sponsorships are selling fast. Visit festivalatsandpoint.com to learn more about becoming a sponsor today.
Hey, it's Les Schwab Tires. Right now, get up to $80 instant savings on a set of four select tires. Our spring tire sale is a little gift just to say, congrats, you made it through winter. Now you can swap out those winter tires for a fresher set at a lower price. Book an appointment online today. Les Schwab Tires, ranked number one by Forbes for customer service and auto repair and maintenance. Limited time offer while supplies last. See leschwab.com/sale for details.
Ridge Transmission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ridge Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Spring is finally here, and at the co-op this week, we have potting soil on the store floor, as well as garden seeds and soil amendments on the shelf in the garden area. This includes organic and OMRI certified amendments. We also have fruit tree sprays, fruit tree fertilizer spikes, bark repair products, and protective trunk wrap. You'll find pruning tools, gloves, wheelbarrows, wagons, and more. And don't forget, we have a great selection of hoses, hose repair kits, nozzles, sprinklers, and more. Be sure to check out our website for a list of trees we plan to have for the annual tree and shrub sale Friday, April 26th. Make sure to mark your calendar for this annual fun and wild event. Spring is here and we're ready to go at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820 and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest 16-page savings book. Pick up a copy in-store today. Save $6 on ExxonMobil 5-quart synthetic oil. Member price $22.99. Savory Prime 32-ounce chicken pet jerky is just $14.99. Campbell's family size soup is 2 for $5. And pick up PMC 223 55-grain ammo for just $9.49. Find these savings and more in our latest savings book at Bi-Mart, Northwest employee-owned for 20 years.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, everyone. I thank you again for being with us. You are so privileged that you get to listen to these two gentlemen talk. They are both seeking your vote to be the nominee for Bonner County Sheriff. One of these two gentlemen's name will be on your fall ballot. You are choosing between the incumbent sheriff, Darrell Wheeler, and challenger, Steve Bradshaw, for that position. Before we took a break, Sheriff, we were talking about which part of the budget increases that Steve thinks we need to turn back on and use it for deputies. As you listen to him, how do you respond?
Well, you're talking about apples and oranges. You have to look at all the dedicated funding sources within the sheriff's office, and we have funding sources for IT particularly. And dispatch and our IT department is funded by 911 fees, which is the dollar that everyone pays you. So we had projects in the works. I think that what was talking about a $600,000 project that was not completed. Those 911 fees are rolled over into the same fund
to be spent. You haven't lost them.
Right. Those funds cannot be spent on salaries. So you cannot take the amount of $600,000 and then say you're going to spend it on salaries to increase some other area. So you've got to go look. You know, our IT department is siloed from the rest because of the kind of information that we have. And we have firewalls there. And I can tell you that there was a quite interesting conversation this last budget year, because the county did spend several hundred thousand dollars on a new server, and we have a expert that represents both the sheriffs and the county. His name is Robert Kirtley, and he's just incredible. He said that server could be partitioned, and both agencies, both the county IT and us, could use it.
Can you have the firewall you
need?
Right,
the firewall to do that. But it's actually, you are better off and you're more secure by the amount of firewalls that you have. So that's a fallacy. You want to have as many firewalls as you can. And you've got to do what's best. Each account in the county pays a monthly fee for email, like Gmail and Microsoft Office. And what happens is that fee doesn't change if you go from another place to another server. It's the same fee. So our IT expenses have not gone up significantly.
Steve, I'd like you to take a quick comment. It seems to me that I know what dedicated funds are, and I think everybody listening understands the concept, because you will not get through an audit if you have dedicated funds being spent incorrectly into other areas.
Absolutely.
So you've mentioned IT and money not spent. You can't use those for deputy salaries.
Not all IT is 911 funded.
Okay, so there's some other kind of money that you, that gets spent
totally
on IT.
Understand,
like, how much?
Dedicated funds.
Is it a lot of money?
It's a lot of money. And when you start having duplications of things, all you're doing is doubling the cost.
Duplication of what thing? Give me one example. That's just too general for me to deal with right now.
When you separate two IT systems, you have to have a program here, you have to have a program here. You buy a license every year for that program. If SO or any other department decides they want to have their own deal, then that's another license fee.
Okay, let's let Daryl comment on that real quick.
And so I've watched that for 5.5 years. Right.
Costs us money. Quick comment.
Sure. That once you buy the server, there aren't any other licenses that reoccur every year.
Like for software.
For software, correct. Especially for a piece of hardware server. There's been the statement that that you spend $100,000 for this hardware, and then there's a licensing fee again for $100,000, and so that's split, and you've got that reoccurring expense. That's totally untrue.
Okay.
There is not a reoccurring fee for that.
All right. Taking it back to you, Steve, because you brought up the issue of IT and hopefully maybe saving money there, maybe not. Again, in talking with the Boundary County Sheriff's candidates, they were all over spending more money on technology, specifically law enforcement support technology, both in the, I understood the dispatchers and in the vehicles and for them to carry. Please tell me what technology needs you see for specifically for law enforcement.
Well, technology has grown by leaps and bounds, and what we buy yesterday will probably be obsolete tomorrow.
Yeah, technology for law enforcement.
Their technology, we want the best that's available that we can get for our buck. We've got X number of dollars, and that's all we have. And we want the very best that we can get for our law enforcement. We're in a world now where if you're the police officer or the deputy on the street, it is almost impossible for you to be a law enforcement guy and actually do your job, because the lawyers are sitting there like rabid wolves waiting to attack them for doing what they've dedicated their life to do. And technology is something that they have morphed into have to have. It's an absolute necessity. Communications,
kind of
information
specific.
Storage, all that.
Okay.
And so.
All right.
It's expensive.
Yes. All right. Sheriff Wheeler, help us out to understand what current and perhaps anticipated future technology needs we're going to have to spend money on. And I see it not only helping us, but to protect our men and women in the field.
We are seeing such a change in this world, and especially in the law enforcement and the part of technology. When I first started, you had a tape recorder, and you maybe put that on to capture a record. Now you have inboard cameras. You have the technology now that it's put in data that has to be stored, and there's requirements that you have to store it so long. If it's an ongoing case, you have to store it. Those storage costs are expensive. Now you're looking at licensing and storing that in the cloud. It's incredible how the technology has changed in the expenses. I would say that our technology costs just in the last 5 or 6 years overall has doubled because of the requirements. And you've got to know what those are. You have to know what the laws are, what the requirements by state statute and Idaho statute are. We have records in the jail that we have to keep, and we have all of our records at the sheriff's office that we have a time limit that we have to keep, and that has become very, very expensive.
Okay. Anything else on technology? Excuse me. I was leaning away from my microphone. Anything else, gentlemen, on technology needs, specific technology needs that you want to buy for Bonner County law enforcement?
Every year we make known to what our needs are in technology. We have been very successful in getting grants from the state, and these are the 911 fees that are going forward. We just installed, and it was paid for by the five northern counties, a new 911 new telephone system.
Yeah.
And so we are unified with all the five northern counties.
I know, that is so cool.
Huge. I mean,
that's been a problem.
Huge, yes.
You couldn't talk to each other.
Right. And we have redundancy. I mean, when you look at our technology, I think that our legacy communication system is probably the most important issue that we probably need to address in the next couple of years.
Steve,
and
anything
it's been
specific?
One of the most challenging because of, we're not in a flat prairie. We've got all these big humps in the ground, and radio signals go in a straight line.
Yeah.
So the cell towers, the repeaters, 10 years ago, and Daryl would probably verify this, communication, a deputy goes around the corner or down through a hump in the road, and now he doesn't have communication, and so that has increased. That is okay. All part of technology expense, and it's just a lot of money, and it will continue to grow.
Yeah. All right, we're up against our last break. We're going to take it right now.
With a change of season, it might be a good time to take a trip to Under the Sun in downtown Bonner's Ferry. Shoppers will find a treasure trove of unique gifts. Inspire yourself with colorful ideas from Under the Sun. Enjoy the downstairs market or just relax in the upstairs loft. Of course, you can find something delicious to eat or drink in their cafe. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking time bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Are you sick and tired of empty promises from fad diets? Spokane Weight Loss, a synergy weight loss company, offers you the real deal. A natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
I'm Don from Spokane. I've lost over 65 pounds and 26 inches. Now, I have more energy than I have had in years, and my health has improved so much that I'm off of insulin.
Spokane Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach to losing weight. No gimmicks, no temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Spokane Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit SpokaneWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 509-486-7868. 509-486-7868. That's 509-486-7868.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, the guy with all those annoying ads. I'm here to tell you that when homes aren't selling, I am still buying homes. If you're wondering if you can still get a fair cash offer and close in a week, well, let me tell you, yes, you Spokane. Call me today for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell in as little as 1 week with no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing. I'm not green bluffing you. We are a local family owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. Get your free cash offer today by visiting us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
KBFI 1450, KSPT, and 97.1 FM.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, we always have it going on for you here at the Speak Up Table, and today is a really good show. We are talking with Sheriff Daryl Wheeler, Challenger Steve Bradshaw. They both want to be on the ballot in the fall for Bonner County Sheriff, so they're going head-to-head on the primary. Welcome back in, gentlemen. Thank you for being with us. There's been some talk about moving deputies, like we've got deputies assigned to the jail, detention deputies. Let's just go put them in a patrol car and get more of our deputies on the street. Daryl, I'll start with you on that. How does that work? Can you take a deputy who is trained for detention duty and move him out on the street?
No, absolutely not. And I do want to kind of clarify and bring to your listeners the accusation that there's only three or four deputies or whatever, or you can move people into the jail or out. There's a certification and training for detention. They have to go through that training. And then in patrol, there's a higher level of training and certification. And like last night and today, last night we had six deputies on patrol. Today we have six deputies on patrol. We're not fully staffed, so we're having other people come in and work overtime on some of the assignments. Like, for instance, the jail positions, you look at that. In 2009, when I first took office, we had 43 positions in the jail, and the population was at 120 or 25. Today, we have the same. We have 43 positions, but we have 12 vacancies. So we don't have just deputies sitting around trying to do their job. It's very difficult when you're transporting inmates back and forth to court and trying to keep them from fighting and harming themselves. And I would just like to say, we have the staff there has done a incredible job for watching over for life. And we have, knock on wood, we have not allowed any suicides in our facility over the last 15 years because of the checks that are needed, making sure that there's enough staff working there.
Right.
And so
and
that's
keeping
very
everybody
important.
Separate. No wonder we need a new jail facility. Men from women, teens from adults,
right. So you
sick
cannot,
people from healthy people.
Correct. Yeah. It's very difficult. They have a very tough job to do, and especially when the population gets as high as it does.
The reason I'm asking that question, Steve, is because it's my understanding that you wanted to take detention deputies and put them out on patrol. That's not true. All right.
Because like you said, they are trained differently. They could certainly be trained to be deputies too. They probably wouldn't want to go back and be jailers. Some of them might. Some of them actually love what they do and they don't want to do something different, but they can certainly take that training.
All right. Is that good?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. All right. I want to go on to interagency coordination task force and that. What is your take on how important that is, what those different interagency collegialities working together is as a sheriff?
It's an absolute must. We approve MOUs with the surrounding counties.
Memos of understanding for our audience.
A memorandum of understandings where they have joint agreements where the jurisdictional lines are. They assist each other. They communicate with each other. And we have them with Montana and Washington because it's not very far to either one of them. And so interagency collaboration is an absolute must. You wouldn't want a deputy getting in a bind and there's two Kootenai County deputies a block away going, well, it's out of our jurisdiction, we can't help him. That's why you have to have those agreements. And not only from a safety standpoint for them, but a safety standpoint for whatever need they're out there for.
Right. I'm kind of thinking again about being a law enforcement with experience, Daryl, taking the same question to you, you know, working together with these other law enforcement agencies.
Sure. You really do need a law enforcement background because you need to be up to date on what the laws are in the state of Washington, what their pursuit policies are, what their use of force policies are, what they can do and what they can't do, because we have a memorandum of understanding and we have cross-deputized those in Ponderay County, and we likewise have been cross-deputized. So when we go into the county, you have to know, what are the laws? Can you pursue? Can you not? When can you arrest somebody for the different drug laws? I mean, they're all different. So you have to have an understanding of that, and you have to have that experience to be able to negotiate with the other chief law enforcement officers.
Okay, real quick, keeping with you, there's a question you wanted to bring up about funding.
Sure. Yeah. And I think we've talked in the past. I think it's really important that that the accurate amount of funding is approved by the commissioners, and I have the last couple of years asked for an expansion of another detective.
Okay.
Because of the sex crimes and
so
that
more funding.
Yeah, we need more funding. Traffic enforcement officer, I'd like to have a dedicated traffic enforcement, because a year ago the fatal accidents increased by 250%, and we don't have those, and we are still tracking. The sex offenses in 2022 went up 26.5% this last year.
Okay.
37%.
So we need, but you've said you want to save money. It's doubled in 10 years. That's too much. So if you're the sheriff.
Never said it's too much.
Do you want more money?
I just think it could be appropriated.
Different. Do you want more money?
A little better.
Bigger budget.
They will always need more money in their budget.
Okay.
Inflation. The price of fuel 2 years ago, like to kill them, Road and Bridge and Sheriff's Office. And so those things come and go.
We got to say goodbye.
I think he does a great job. I think I can do a better one.
Okay. Is that your goodbye to the audience?
My goodbye. Vote for Steve Bradshaw for sheriff.
There you go. All right. It's your turn.
Well,
Daryl.
I just like to say we need to be fiscal responsible, and I certainly am in my budget. I've been under budget for the last 15 years, and some of the decisions that were made in the commissioner's office, I mean, there was, for a two-year period, there were 27 off-budget positions created without budget authority that cost the county an increase of the budget by $1.18 million. So I really think that we need to kind of look at the qualifications, and please vote for Daryl Wheeler, incumbent for the next Bonner County Sheriff.
And I
it's
think
a pleasure to serve.
Thank you. Didn't mean to interrupt. I think our listeners and voters can find you at your websites and on your Facebooks, right? Because I found you just by Googling your name, and you guys were all over the place. All right, everybody, that's the program for today. Thanks again, Sheriff Daryl Wheeler, Challenger Steve Bradshaw. Thank you for being with me, and all the best to seeking the nomination for Sheriff for Bonner County. Hey, everybody, I am off for a couple of weeks. I will be back April 16th with more candidates just for you. We're going to be talking with Bonner County Commissioner District 1 candidates. Until then, this is Barbara saying thank you so much for being with us. Take care of yourselves. Slow down out there. Both of these candidates are agreeing with that. Slow down, and may God richly bless you, my friends.